All right, we've got Judy Duvall in from O'Neill Travel Now. Judy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Judy just wants to rock and roll all night.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Tell them where you went, Judy.
I went to see the Kiss concert in Sioux City.
And you've never seen him before?
I haven't seen him before. I've watched him on TV.
Right.
I've listened to a lot of YouTube.
Yeah.
And I watched The Family Jewels with Gene Simmons. But it was way more than just a concert. It was
a show.
Yeah. And they had fire coming up the back of the drummer. I thought, how does he not get hot?
Yeah. Stuff?
But it was just amazing.
Huh.
And I've seen some pretty good talent. I don't go to a lot of concerts,
right,
but I go to a few. So that's a check off my bucket list.
There you go.
I could see him again, though.
Yeah, I bet. I bet.
It just gets your blood pumping.
Yeah. Speaking of bucket list, we got a trip here that O'Neill Travel Now has lined up. And I know everybody's heard about the ARC.
Yes.
And the ARC is on this upcoming tour.
It is. And I think the ARC, it's gaining momentum. It isn't that old, and people are hearing about it now. It's just in Williamston, Kentucky, and it's kind of out of the way. But it was like the Bridges of Madison County. When they came out and the movie came out, everybody started going. So we're on the early end of going to see that, and it is something different.
Life-size replica of Noah's Ark.
Right, from the Bible.
Yeah.
And whether whatever religion you are or not, it's an amazing thing to see. I've just seen a lot of videos and watched a lot of documentaries on it.
Yeah, and the guy made it just out of old pallets. No. No, it was a little more...
It says it's 500 feet long, 85 foot wide. It's like 1.5 football fields, I guess.
Wow.
And the volume is 483 semis inside, if you want to do that. It's halfway between Cincinnati and Lexington. So it's kind of off the beat of travel, but it's something, it's just growing unbelievable. And it's the largest timber frame structure in the world.
Wow.
It's built with standing dead timber.
Wow.
Timber. So that evidently... trees that have died and that are still standing. So he didn't use anything to, any live trees or anything.
Yeah.
So I guess it's amazing. So we're going. We had somebody call and ask if we did tours there. And I went, we really can't. But then I thought, you know, it's been a while since we went to the Kentucky Derby, actually to Churchill, and then to Memphis and to Nashville. And so we put it all together. And usually we put together a big full trip. I don't do that many, but this one, if I'm going to do it, we're going to do a big trip.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be, it's a long way over there, so it's a long trip going over and then going back. And then, so we'll do that first, go down to the Kentucky Derby during a live race.
Right.
So with our hats.
Not at the Kentucky Derby.
But
Judy doesn't have that much pull to get tickets to the Kentucky Derby. That'd be awesome.
That's,
you'd sell that bus out.
That is the... what is the Run of the Roses?
Yeah,
and you've done that.
Right, yes.
So that's it. But it's going to be just like it.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just to go walk through Churchill Downs is the same.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know. And then on to Nashville, to the General Jackson. I haven't done that for a while.
I've
been to Nashville. And then we're going to do the Grand Ole Opry. And then just the regular things you do in Nashville. Then on to Graceland.
Yeah.
And you know what? All these places, if you've been before, I've been several times and something's been different every time. They restructure, they redo everything.
Right.
So we'll be doing the ultimate Elvis tour. And then down on Beale Street, we'll be having ribs and food there. And then on the way home. There's a few other things in between. I always stop at St. Jude.
Yep.
It's just a little place where you stay and see how it was developed. So we stop there because it's right there.
Yeah.
In Nashville.
And it's 8 days.
Right? It's 8 days.
June.
To get this all in, I could have done 14, but 8 days is enough. But it takes us, coming from O'Neill, because we'll be on the bus is going to meet us here.
Right.
It takes us a whole day to get anywhere, where all the other tours start from Omaha or something.
Yeah.
So they're 4 hours ahead of us. So it's a day out and a day back. But it'll be chock full.
Yeah. And like you said, going to all these exhibits and shows and different things and on the bus, you get right there. And you don't have to worry about parking or driving or anything.
And
that,
so. We've got a big bus.
Yeah.
And we've got 8 seats left.
Ah.
I had no idea it was going to be this popular. Also, as a side note, we have... the girls are probably getting mad because I get this wrong. We've got, I think it's 6 balcony cabins on the Greece tour in October.
Okay.
So we'll be doing the islands of Greece in October. six. Watch me. I think it's six. So if you're still, we've had a lot of calls and we sent out a lot of flyers in the last couple of days. So get on there. So that's about it. Oh, I would like to say send our prayers out to Jeannie Kitchens. Her dad passed away on Sunday, and so unexpectedly. So I'm sure she's would like all everybody's wishes, good wishes and stuff.
Yeah, and it's never too early to start thinking about your summer travel plans, or as Nicole talked when she was in here last time, even Christmas and
gosh.
New Year's already.
I mean, thinking about the last couple days, I'm doing Christmas and it's full for Hawaii, a lot of Hawaii, and I've backed it up. Some people backed up to October, and the price is about half the price as if you would go at the Christmas vacation. Okay. So some of these people with young kids, they can just go over the fall break and just take a couple days off and go out there, and there's some phenomenal prices. So give us a call.
All right. 402-336-2455, O'NeillTravelNow.com. You're on Facebook and all of that, too.
Right. So. Rock and roll all night.
That's right, with Kiss. Yeah. So, all right. Thanks, Judy. Have a great one. Judy from O'Neill Travel Now.
Thanks.